Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Hey there.
How we doing?
Tired. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'll tell you the truth. I drove from the city today, you know.
You made good time.
And it was 2 hours and 45 minutes on my Waze app.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long ride.
I love Waze.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you've been born again.
You told me about that?
Yes, you've been born again.
Well, since I got a cell phone that it works on.
Good. That's a good thing. You finally broke in. But I got to tell you, there's one thing that's good. You know, I listened to some great music on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Music is such a great gift. Like, oh, there's a lot of aggressive stuff and motorcycles riding the white line. Come on, everybody. Give us each other a break. But the bottom line, I put some great music on, relaxed, and just had I'm not so bad. I'm pretty good.
Nice, easy drive.
Doing all right. Did a lot of talking today, though, so I don't know what's left of the old voice. We'll see how things go. But reality is, it's that time of year, isn't it, where people, you would think they'd be going on vacation, but they're not right now. Everybody seems to be around. But soon enough, I think we'll be taking a little break, and I was doing a show with Cardinal Dolan where he was talking about going on vacation himself. He's taking a couple of weeks off and, you know, just going to kind of try to sit back a little bit. He's going to visit some family, something we all need to do in our lives to kind of relax and take a little break. It's hard to kind of work a 12-hour day. You know, we have to kind of take a break a little bit. So that's what we're focusing on, Religion and Rock, how we can take a little break now and then, how we focus our lives and recharge our lives while we take a little break, and to not feel guilty about that, that God is with us in the midst of those moments, in the midst of those moments of break. So it's all about, you know, relaxation and vacation and how those things are good for us. You know, we need those in our lives no matter who we are, no matter what we do. To start out, this is Jackson Browne, Running on Empty.
Looking back at the years gone.
solve it all running on empty. I mean, you run on empty and you become kind of an empty suit. And there's kind of people out there who can do that, right, who just kind of function. But hopefully our lives involve passion. Hopefully our lives involve some emotion and some heart. And those things really need to be cared for. They need to be nurtured. And I think that's the stuff of prayer. That's the stuff of time off. That's the stuff of rest that helps us to be creative. You know, I'm lucky and very blessed because I work in a very creative environment, right? You know, running a Catholic television network, doing this with you. It's very creative, you know, this kind of stuff. And you got to think about it and think about things to talk about and all of that stuff. But ultimately, that only comes from being rested. It comes from thinking about stuff for a while and letting things perk around in your head. All of that stuff comes, I think, from unplugging. Because if you're constantly, you know, thinking of things to say and talking, you know, you kind of have to go back to the notes sometimes. If you're a teacher, you know, how do you keep the class engaged? By just reading to them no matter what, or by entertaining a little bit, by giving a little story now and then, by doing something goofy now and then? All of those things, I think, add up and they make a big difference. One of the great teachers I remember from St. John the Baptist Diocesan High School was the Spanish teacher, Jen Marie Kovalevich. She used to sing some of the, like, the tenses in Spanish, and she had these songs, and the kids were very engaged. They learned Spanish, and they did great. But that comes, I think, from being able to have a balance in your life, you know, and be able to recognize that that all matters. You know, the time off helps the time on, and the time on helps the time off. All of that is such an important kind of yin and yang that God calls us to be able to be productive people. Hey, here's Todd Rundgren. This is called Bang the Drum All Day.
I just want to bang.
Well, this is when we hear a concert sometimes, right? Bang the drum all day. Well, that doesn't really work in life either, right? If every day is vacation day, if every day is party day, well, then there's no ebb and flow to life, you know? And I think that's kind of the importance of the rhythm of spirituality in our life, too. Not just vacation days, but the whole idea of what Sunday is about, right? Sunday's a special day. That's our day of rest. It's our day to regroup. It's our day to be at church. And then from Sunday, we flow back into the week. So the week kind of begins on Sunday, you know, with this culminating event, not just church, but the day off and spending it with some family, and then Monday back to the grind and, you know, kind of build up to Thursday, and then off we go again. You know, and I think I like that. I kind of have an ebb and flow to my own life, and there's something kind of good about that. You know, I try to take off Friday evenings if I can. You know, I don't get a lot of them, but I try to take off Friday evenings, and that's a great gift too. So I kind of look forward to Friday evening with friends, and then, you know, kind of have the weekend with all my parishioners. That's great. And then, you know, back on Monday to the TV work. So there's something kind of good about the rhythm, and all of us have a rhythm in our lives. I think God calls us to recognize that rhythm and say, yeah, every day can't be party day, but we balance it out, you know, and that's that rhythm that really helps us to be effective in our families and with our friends, but also even in our work, too. It really helps us to be effective. Here's Billy Joel, I Go to Extremes. We'll be right back. Billy Joel recently taking a little break out in Greenport on the North Fork of Long Island. Matter of fact, he said to say hello. He met some of my friends, and he said, tell Monsignor Jim I said hello. So, Billy, right back to you, man. You know, it's interesting to kind of get that refreshment, and we need to kind of relax a little bit and find that space. And, yeah, you know, could Billy Joel afford to go to any place in the world and vacation anywhere he wants? Probably. But you know what? He loves this island. He loves Long Island, where we are from, where our show originates, and he vacations here. He spends time here on the water and all of that. I think it's a great example to us that sometimes it's not about the money. You know, it's about finding the space where we feel comfortable and we feel refreshed. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever been on one of these vacations where you come home and you need a vacation from the vacation. I remember doing that when I was a young priest one time. I went to Europe and we did like 14 cities in 14 days. I had never seen anything in my life. It was the first time I had ever gone away. And I came home and I was exhausted from it. Like one day we're in Munich, the next day we're in Zagreb, the next day we're in Rome, the next day we're in Venice. And you're like, ugh. Where am I? You know, and that's really not what a vacation's about, right? God calls us to slow down and to kind of fill ourselves up. So there are those vacations that are those tourist vacations, sure, and they're good. But we also need those other ones, the walking around Greenport and going in and out of shops, you know, the kind of walking around the park and going to the beach and spending those days with family. That's the stuff of life. And that's the stuff that God wants us to kind of be recharged in so that we can do great things and we can be compassionate and patient people with our family and our friends. Here's Guns N' Roses. This is called Paradise City.
Take me down to the paradise.
know that the Pope has a little vacation too? Now, he doesn't go anywhere, you know, but he kind of reduces his schedule and has more time during the day to relax and some time to read. And that's kind of a good thing. And it's a good reminder to us that some of us come from a life where we really can't get away, right? It's impossible. You know, just we don't have the money, we just don't have the time or whatever it is. So we have to find ways in which to kind of reduce so that we can spend a little time just recharging, you know? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, gee, I could be doing something important here. I'm just sitting around. But you know what? In our lives, sitting around is a good thing. Sitting around helps build up so many things in our lives, you know? And I think there's something important about that. I think about it a lot from my own life. Like, when's the last time I read a book that's just an interesting book? Like, have you read some books recently? Like, when's the last time you read a spiritual book? You know, I try every year to make sure I read like 5-6 spiritual books and few books, if I can, that are on the bestseller list. All of those things, I think, help because they broaden our horizons a little bit, help us to see that there's more to the world than just our little world where we kind of live. Even movies, you know, I don't know about you. I hardly ever see a movie anymore. And that's a great thing even to take a break and say, you know what, it's movie night tonight. For me, movie night means sleep night. But you know what, if we can kind of get into it, something good can happen from our lives. So yeah, it's important to kind of find those ways in which we can do it in the midst of our lives. And again, might not be getting away, but even, you know, in the midst of it all, it could happen. Here's a vacation song, if I've ever heard one, is our friend Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits, made it nearly 700 days, losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating a little relaxation and vacation in our lives. Jimmy Buffett always says that his life is about a state of mind. And, you know, it's a funny thing because Jimmy Buffett, you know, of course, is a brilliant businessman with a Broadway show and restaurants and hotels and casinos and everything else. But when you see the guy, it seems like he's just on vacation with you, right? He's just relaxing. And yet that's part of that state of mind, I think. I think, you know, to enjoy what we do, to enjoy where we are is a tremendous privilege. And hopefully part of your life has that. Maybe you don't love your job, but hopefully you love your family. Or maybe you love your family and your job. What a great double blessing. But we need those moments in our lives from God where we can celebrate what we do and just kind of do it with a certain joy that it becomes a little bit less work because we're actually enjoying, you know, doing the things we do. I don't know. We need to find that out in our lives and really enjoy the work of the light, our life, too, because I think God is there in the midst of that, too, calling us to celebrate as well. Hey, here's REM. This is called Night Swimming.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard, taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming. Serves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. Fear of getting caught, a recklessness in water. They cannot see me naked. These things, they go away. Replaced by every day, night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon, pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit, around the fairest sun? Bright tide forever drum cannot describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Streetlight, a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet
beach, you know, going to the woods, whatever it is, you know, environmental changes also bring about relaxation. And there's something good about that. I know a lot of people who carry a chair in the back of their car, you know, and wherever they are, they can open it up, sit down, and all of a sudden something happens. Maybe it's about that change of environment, once again, that helps our prayer life to open up, helps our spiritual life to grow, helps ourselves to be a little bit more relaxed. All of that stuff is important in our lives. Here's James Taylor. This is called Mexico.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool. everything all right.
And then there's those special places we go to, right? If you think about the place you went on your honeymoon, the place that you go on vacation every year, the little house that you have in X, Y, or Z land, you know, those things make a big difference if you have that little kind of place. I remember friends of mine had a little trailer up in the woods in the Poconos, and that was their place. Like, that was their Mexico. It was the place where they could go and relax and have family time. It was a great, great place, you know. And was it beautiful? No, but it was really their place, and it was great. I think in our lives, you know, we need that kind of place sometimes too, and there's something great about that. I have some generous friends who loan me their home sometimes, you know, to go away, their vacation home, and that's such a great gift too, because you get there and you say, okay, I'm here, you know. And that kind of spatial thing, once again, can be a big help in helping us to understand where God is in our lives, calling us to, you know, recharge those batteries, but also to spend time together in that special place. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Hysteria.
when you're near.
There's Def Leppard, Hysteria. In All of Our Lives, that's a little bit of the story. There's a lot of hysteria in our lives. Sometimes our lives are very stressful. We have a lot of crazy things going on in our life. We're very busy. We have to worry about a lot of things. We worry about money and our kids and the safety of our kids. There's so many things, right, that are out there to distract us. And I think that's another part of vacation and relaxation that's such a big help, to help us to focus and maybe let go of some of the stress that comes from everyday living. In our lives, it's never going to be total and complete peace. Just like in our world, it's never going to be total and complete peace. But we can find a way to be relieved of that if we're willing to kind of open ourselves up to what God has in store, you know, and say, listen, I'm just going to be in your presence a little bit. I'm going to take a half hour vacation this morning and just spend a little bit of time in your presence and see where that leads. I think that's part of the greatness that's just there waiting for us if we're willing to open up our hearts and kind of let go of some of the hysteria of our lives. Here's Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street. Go!
Here I Go Again. You know, kind of reminds me of the repetitive nature of our sins. You know, like when we do bad things, you know, generally speaking, we're kind of repeating those things sometimes, right? You know, here I go again, I'm cursing. Here I go again, I'm prejudiced. Here I go again, no patience in my life. Whatever it is in your life, you know, whatever tags you, it kind of tags us again and again. How do you ever break that? Like, how do we ever break those bad habits that we have, those things that happen that kind of make us less than perfect? Well, I think one of the ways we do that is by taking a step back. That's why, you know, Sheldon was teasing about like a retreat with a priest, you know, taking some time and going away and praying. Yeah, that intense amount of time does help us in a lot of ways to conquer some of the repetitive nature of sin in our lives. But you know what? Like, even if we spend a little time every day saying, Lord, deliver me from that, you know, deliver me from my impatience with my kids or with my wife or with my boss or whatever it is on the road. And all of those things, I think, matter a lot. You know, the little bit of praying that we can do every day does begin to add up, because it's that time when we can unplug and recognize what God's all about in our lives. You know, so yeah, think about where we can find that time. And that's going to make a big difference in our lives. Well, with the death of Greg Allman, you got to expect this from Sheldon. He's a big Allman Brothers guy. This is the Allman Brothers. We're going to listen to them for quite a while. Good, clean fun.
I'm on the ground.
good, clean fun. Well, that's what vacation's really about. Maybe it's a great time of year to think about that. How are we going to create memories for our families? You know, when we were kids, our parents took us to places. We went camping. We went to Howe Caverns. We went to the Pennsylvania Dutch country. All of that stuff is the stuff of life. It's the stuff of history. It's the stuff of what family's about. So no matter where you live in this great country, you know what? We're called to do the exact same thing. Find that place where we can go and create the memories with our families and also take care of ourselves and recognize that we need to regroup a little bit too, because it's in that regrouping, you know, that we're going to be recharged. And that's what it's all about in our lives. You know, why do we have vacation at all? Why even bother? Well, the whole point of it is that, yeah, we need a break from work because our lives are so busy. We have so much work in our lives and it can't just be about the work. So this different kind of rhythm, this different kind of, you know, pace that we have at this time of year is a great opportunity for us. Don't let it pass by because summer goes fast. Take a little time, spend a little prayer, go down to church today and thank God for the gift of the family and the people in your life, and utilize this time of year to recharge those batteries that we can better serve God every day of our lives. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the most relaxing man I've ever seen, Stephen Margarita Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.